brought to you by Penguin.
This Year's For Me and You by Emily Bell, read by Jessica Regan. Prologue. New Year's Eve.
Celeste, I'm here. Quick. Quick, only 4 hours till midnight.
It's Hannah, right on time, which is early for her. I'm halfway through applying cat's eyeliner, a rare and risky manoeuvre for me, so I call, "Hang on," as loudly as I can through the edge of my mouth. But Hannah, not hearing me, continues to bang cheerfully on the door until I run out to let her in. "You have a key, don't you?" I ask, laughing and giving her a hug.
"Of course I do, but where's the fun if I just let myself in? Ooh, I love the eye makeup. Asymmetrical. That's going to be the next trend, I'd say."
Hannah hangs up her coat, zips up my silver dress and puts the Prosecco and cheesecake she's brought in the fridge, all in the time it takes me to finish doing my left eye. I've bought the cassis liqueur that she likes, so she pours herself a Kir Royale and me a glass of plain fizz, moving swiftly as she knows where everything is.
"Cheers. That really suits you," she says when I'm done.
I know it's a bit mad putting on makeup when it's just us two, but I felt like dressing up. I close the eyeliner and put it away carefully in my fancy makeup drawer, full of intimidating implements and palettes, all purchased aspirationally and rarely used.
"Well, if it's just us, that's even more of an occasion. When's the last time it was just the two of us? I've even made a special New Year's playlist. May I, madam?"
She connects her phone with my speaker. Soon, Celebration by Kool and the Gang is playing, and we start to bop around my tiny galley kitchen, from which most of my one-bedroom flat is visible, including the sofa bed where Hannah will sleep later. It is a bit odd to be having a slumber party for New Year's Eve at the ripe old age of 35, but our friends are all increasingly coupled up and unlikely to want to spend New Year's Eve at a crowded bar or even at a party. Shabail and Rishi are exhausted with 2 children under 5. Mel and her boyfriend Pablo are having a cozy evening together. Of course, Hannah is part of a couple herself, but Vikram, her boyfriend, isn't bothered about New Year's. So she's journeyed from their place in Hackney to my flat in Finsbury Park to continue our tradition, unbroken since that first one we shared in Dublin when we were 18. We always spend New Year's Eve together. It's fashionable to hate on New Year's, but Hannah and I both love it with its particular mix of nostalgia and novelty. Hannah loves the dressing up, partying and new beginnings, 3 of her favourite things. I love the sense of occasion, the chance to say a proper goodbye to the year that's been, however good or bad. And we've always agreed that if Christmas is for family and Valentine's is for couples, New Year's should be for friends. I didn't really expect our tradition to last after Hannah and Vikram got so serious, but so far it has, which makes me feel a bit guilty tonight. "Are you sure Vic doesn't mind spending the evening alone?" I ask. "He could have come too." "Not at all. He knows this is our thing, and he'll be delighted to have a night in alone to play Super Mario in his pants. Anyway," she holds out her drink for another toast. "Cheers. Happy New Year." We both clink, take a sip, and I beam at her while admiring her outfit. She's also dressed up. Her tawny hair is scraped up in an artlessly messy bun, and she's wearing a navy printed jacket with a black and red silk camisole peeping out from underneath, and no makeup except red lipstick. Wide black trousers and flat shoes that would look like granny slippers on me. Very Hackney, very Hannah. "So, it's all going ahead with the house?" I ask. "It should be," she holds up crossed fingers. "The whole probate thing is finally concluded, and we've signed the paperwork, so, yep, we need to get a date for the keys, but we're hoping February." In a bizarre accident of family history, Hannah's boyfriend Vic has inherited a house in Suffolk. Not just a house, but a literal manor, complete with a pond and resident swan. I can't imagine Hannah, an urban creature to her bones, really living there. It's not that I don't think it will happen. Hannah always does what she says she will. And she and Vic are solid, 4 years in. I'm just worried that she'll miss her countless friends and the urban buzz here, not to mention her Deliveroos and Ubers. Mostly I'm worried about how much I will miss her. "Reading my mind as ever," she says.
"It won't change anything, Celeste."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?